sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is John Shepherd.
Who's John Shepherd?
I have.
Honorable Mr. Neal, we will conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
All right. Can you state your full name and your ADC number for the record, please?
John Paul Shepherd, the board, 273765.
Thank you, sir. Work number 48 on the board of executive tenancy in reference to the community supervision revocation this afternoon. I'm going to introduce the board member that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my left is the Honorable Willie Canales. My name is David Neal. I'm your panel chair. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse, and to her right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections. We also represent the parole office today. Prior to hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to swear you, Mr. Westby, in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do. Now, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, you will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, you will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false, or you also have the opportunity to plead Fifth Amendment since you have some, according to our records, there's a case involved and there may be pending charges. Our hearings are recorded, so once they are, they can be used by an attorney against you in a court proceeding, so we give you the right to plead the Fifth, okay?
All right,
so the allegation is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5, as noted by your actions of attempting to avoid arrest by pulling away, jerking your body, and attempting to grab a knife and ammunition from the deputy vest of the victim, from the duty vest of the victim, Union Police Officer Michael Robinson, on or about March 2nd, 2018. Is that true, false, or do you plead the Fifth Amendment, sir?
That is false.
Okay. Since you say it's false, we're going to get more information from Mr. Wesby, and then we'll discuss it some more, okay?
All right.
On March 2nd, 2018, Human Police Special Operations Group officers Michael Robinson and Jay Smith were patrolling the Starlight Trailer Park located at 1232 South 5th Avenue, Yuma, Arizona, and observed two male subjects walking together. The male subject looked at one another repeatedly when he noticed the unmarked vehicle. Officer Robinson reported one of the male subjects had removed a handgun from his waistband. Both officers exited the vehicle, identified themselves as police officers in an attempt to question the subject, but both subjects ran in different directions. Officer Robinson chased and detained one of the subjects. Officer Robinson identified the subject as John Shepherd, the offender. Officer Robinson conducted a pat search of the offender and felt a multi-tool pocket knife which could take a long, sharp blade. The offender began to jerk his body away from Officer Robinson as he was being patted down. The offender was advised he was being detained and was not free to leave. The offender continued to tense his body and clench his hands. Officer Robinson reported the offender became verbally combative and lunged forward, pulling Officer Robinson towards him. The offender freed his left hand as he was being placed in handcuffs and attempted to grab Officer Robinson's front vest pocket where his knife and ammunition were located. Officer Robinson regained control of the offender and placed him in handcuffs. The offender was subsequently arrested and booked into Yuma County Jail for the charge of aggravated assault on a police officer, a felony.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Shepherd, what are your thoughts about that, or whether you can still plead the Fifth Amendment if you would like at this time?
Yeah, I'm taking the Fifth on that because the day I got arrested, I got barred like the next morning.
Okay. All right, that's fine. So we're going to move on with this. So based on the information in number 2018W0647 and the information from Department of Correction, I'm going to find that Mr. Shepherd was arrested as an violation of the terms of condition of supervision and that he may have lapses of not lapses of criminal range or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Just a moment, sir. Okay, we're going to move to phase two at this time, and as we get ready to do that, Mr. Westby is going to give some background information. So stay there on the phone, and we'll be right back with you, sir. Mr. Westby.
On February 21st, 2018, Mr. Shepherd was released from DOC. He was arrested March 5th, 2018 by DOC staff for pending new felony charges for aggravated assault on a peace officer. He was back in DOC custody March 5th, 2018, with a projected CSCD of June 20th, 2018, zero absconding. Current conviction, 2018, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. Prior conviction, 2012, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 33, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. Gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Dark Side Mob Criminal Street Gang. Prior term supervision, 2012, TIS release of Stagger, 164 days, arrested on misdemeanor charge of possession of marijuana, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations have been minimal with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2007, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, domestic violence, California, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, aggravated assault, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2016, theft of means of transportation, California, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5B4. I do have status of charges from Officer Sandoval dated April 12, 2018 that state the offender charges were dismissed without prejudice.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, if you haven't already heard, that sounds like good news. Okay, we're going to have a summary of your case, your supervision at this point in time. So it seems that you approved the placement with your mother, Mrs. Janine Conant, in Yuma. Did you stay there the entire time you were out, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you have any work? We don't have anything in our packet about any work that you might have been doing.
No, I barely got out, and I was in the process of getting my license back, and I had given the wrong address, so it kind of took like a little longer than what it should have.
Okay. Since you referred to task laboratories for substance abuse screening, we refer to Horizons Human Health Services to obtain anger management and mental health programming. I know you weren't out very long, but have you made any efforts to set up any of mental health programming or anger management programming?
Well, I needed my ID, but I gave the wrong address, so that's what I was in the process of getting, I didn't.
Okay. So you were having trouble getting the proper ID and your driver's license and that kind of stuff because of the wrong address. Which I didn't understand that. But because of that, you weren't able to set anything up. Okay. What kind of work do you do when you're not...
Well, the last job I had was I was a wildland firefighter. I was that for a good four seasons. And after that, I did labor around at the tribe. because I'm a tribal member, and I'm in hired right now in Terrell, and which whenever they need me, they'll call me, and it's kind of like day labor.
Okay. And so that's what you would do if we were to release you now, you go back to doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. Seems like you really need this manual management help.
Well,
you've got so many aggravated arrests, aggravated domestic violence a couple of times, and aggravated assault, and although they dismissed the charges, you were assaulted with that peace officer when he arrested you. So do you plan on getting some to follow through and get some anger management help when you get out?
Well, if I get out, you guys, I really want to get into a program for like rehab, because I do have an addiction problem.
Okay.
And that's what I've been struggling with, is my addiction. And addiction is criminal behavior is, it goes to incarceration.
Okay.
These last 10 years, I haven't really been myself, and I really haven't showed what kind of person I really am. Because I really don't belong here. I wasn't raised this way, and I've just been kind of stuck.
Okay. So, what tribe are you with?
I'm right here out of Yuma, Arizona.
And,
Kachan tribe.
Now, they have some, whether it be individual tribes or several tribes, they've got some assistance you can get down there, right? Through the tribe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you've got that available to you, that's probably your best bet. Okay, I'm going to see if the fellow board members have any questions at this time. Questions? I have no questions. Okay, sir. We come to the end of your hearing, and we want to give you an opportunity to give us a final statement, if you would like. You can tell us anything you think is pertinent to our decision, but we just ask that you don't repeat yourself, with the information that you are giving us. So now is your time, sir.
Well, this situation was like a big misunderstanding, but really, it kind of made me open my eyes to realize what's really going on out there. Because I didn't know the person who was walking behind me or anything like that, but it made me, like I said, open my eyes, and I really need to get on my life and start controlling what I do and stop going with the flow. And I really do hope I get out there, because I want to get it back out there on parole and just show you guys I could complete it. The easy part would be staying here and just doing the time, but I really don't want that. I really want to get out there. I got four kids, and I really been selfish with my time, and I do want to change, because I'm tired of the position I've been in.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, sir. Thank you for that. The board's going to have a discussion. We can talk amongst ourselves. We work on the open meeting laws in Arizona, so everything we do, all of our discussions are open to anybody to listen. We don't discuss these before we come into the board hearing each day. So we're going to discuss it right now, and when we're done, I'll get back with you. But stay on the phone, and we ask that you remain silent. All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, this is an unfortunate case. It seems like Mr. Shepard would like to take care of these kids, but he's got quite a problem with anger management, I can see. I'm hoping that he's seeing the light, so to speak. But I think at this time he'd be better off to spend his remaining time, which really isn't very much, to put together a plan, check resources, maybe even be able to arrange something with the support he has from the tribe. So when he gets out in June, he can stay out and not have to come back into the Department of Corrections for any reason. So that would be my thought, if not really listen to a discussion from me and my fellow board members. Discussion?
Agreed. board.
Based on the information, warrant 2018W0647, which was Shepherd's testimony, the information from the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Shepherd as he was a delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ratings for the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, just one moment, sir. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you will be released on about June 20th of this year, so a little over 2 months from now. And it would be best if you would spend the remaining time in there putting together a plan so that you know exactly what you're going to do when you get out as far as rehabilitation and everything, and you might possibly be able to make arrangements with your tribe as far as getting into rehab as soon as you are released. But when you're released, you won't have to answer the DOC. You won't have a probation officer to tell you what you can and can't do. It'll be up to you, and then hopefully your family and other support will keep you on the straight and narrow so that you don't have to come back into the Department of Corrections. It'd be nice to not see you again. Not that we don't like you, but you know, if we don't ever see you again like this, it'll be a good thing. Okay?
Yeah, I hope not.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good luck to you. Listen to your hearing.